I neglected to invite anyone who has a photograph of a loved one that you might want to put on the table this morning to please come up and do that at this time. My father, Charles Sunita, passed away April 21st of this year, and this is a letter to him. This, I believe. Dear Papa, in the days and weeks after your death, I worried that my grief, deep and consuming, would never leave. I worried also that it would subside and that I would forget you. I worried that life would never be the same without you, that home would never again feel like home. I worried that I would move on and that you would be but a memory. I worried that I would always feel the piercing loss of your absence. In these months that have passed, I have almost daily read the line of a poem that says, "When your father dies, your son shifts forever and you walk in his light." I was drawn to this even though I didn't know what it meant to me. I had to figure it out. Where was this light? I believe you are gone, even though it continues to feel surreal to me. You were to me a presence larger than life, a charm unmatched. I stayed at your side as you declined, promising you would not be alone. I saw them bury you, putting a handful of dirt on your casket. I do not know where you are now, where your spirit ascended to, or maybe what it connected to. My beliefs are not defined in this way, but I am hopeful after this good and noble race that you are at rest and at peace. I believe there is something sacred in carrying what you have given me. This is where I have found light. Your story does not have an end. It is in my blood, and it is passed in the blood of all of those that you loved. It will find roots in new seasons. This I believe. The hands with which you embraced me, with those hands I now embrace others. The love you bestowed on me so fully and without condition, I now bestow on others. The delight you took from young children, I see when great nephew Heath tends so sweetly to his younger cousins. The playfulness you showed to anything furry with four legs manifests in a house full of dogs as we continue to gather at the holidays. The humor, the mischievousness, the openness to others, the deep connection I have with family, that is you. The way in which I make stumbled attempts to move forward, knowing the most difficult things never stopped you. This is your legacy. This is how I have found to walk in your light. There was a Warren Zevon song daughter Sarah sang at your funeral that says, "Sometimes when you're doing simple things around the house, maybe you'll think of me and smile. Because I'm tied to you like those buttons on your blouse. Keep me in your heart for a while." I believe you will always be in my heart. I also believe that I am now a daughter without a father, and that I must figure out my place on my own piece of ground. I must figure out how to walk in that light too. This I believe.